It is 3:05 and today, oh actually it's 3:13, and today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2016 in Woodland Hills, and this is Jose Hernandez, and I'd like to invite you to the soundstage with me, your host as the gatekeep, a place where we explore a wide range of sound and expand our definition of music. And the song that you just heard right now was LAX, and that was by our very special guest today, Mari Ijima.
Hey,
Mari. How you doing? Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And for you guys that don't know, this person right here, sitting right next to me, it has extreme accolades, a plentiful music for the world to listen. And I would just like to just sort of go back into like talking about this song. But before we do that, we're going to go into just giving a brief intro into the long magical journey that has been your life, you know. If you could just let us know, you know what I mean. I know you started out, you know, is Tsuchiri Ibaraki Prefecture,
close,
right?
Close. Tsuchiura, Ibaraki Prefecture.
I murdered it.
That's a hard one to say. Don't worry about it.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. From there, your humble beginnings to now, did you ever think that music would take you this far?
Totally. I knew I was gonna be a musician since I was a child.
Okay.
That was the way to go for me.
Let everybody know when that moment happened, that magical moment when you just, whatever instrument it was, whoever it was, maybe if it was just a song that you wrote, what that moment in time that it just began for you.
My family, my parents, my brother, we all played some instruments. And we went to some music festivals, something. I was fortunate to do that, for me to able to do that. And every time when I come back from the music thing, like festival thing, I could play the song that I heard right after. So I didn't think of it like any weird way, but my parents maybe saw it like, oh, how could you do that? How can you do that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the moment was when I was like swinging in the schoolyard when I was like fifth grade.
Yeah.
I just knew I'll be a musician, like I'm gonna be a composer. That message came in me.
Yeah. Well, it happens to us sometimes like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for me personally, I'm a visual artist, and that's how it happened to me. I was just like, one day I was just like, I'm gonna draw. And it just happened like that, you know? And for you, it was like, I'm gonna be a musician. Where you just know that that's your route,
yeah.
You know, and that's that's why I personally use the word, the adverb, whatever you want to call it, magical, to describe your career, your life, because to me, it seems as though at an early age, music just captivated your essence, and it has been your life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first instrument? Like
piano.
Yeah?
Always piano, like I was taking some piano lessons like, you know, some kids do. And I guess I was good at that. I became better and better.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be a pianist. But at the same time, piano practice is so hard. And then it's sometimes stressful. Sometimes
right.
My mother is like timing me. Like, you only practice for 30 minutes, but you are singing for 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Like, because when I was stressed out, I was writing songs.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I was writing and singing more than practicing piano, so she was upset. But and I kicked my parents out to some pachinko place or something, so I could be alone doing something, you know, freely. But anyway, the piano was my first instrument.
Of all the pianos in the world, to you, What's your like dream ideal piano? Is it you have like a Steinway and Rose, or like is it a Yamaha specific type of what piano
it's
to you?
It's funny, I don't even remember the piano company that I have now,
uh-huh.
because it's like I have never heard of it. But then I love my piano; it sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna email you later.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
But of course, when I perform during my concert in Japan or something, I play Steinway and stuff.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah.
Of course, they sound great. But every piano is different.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, the weight of the keys are all different too. So, like when I was in a piano school, like a music school.
Yeah.
We had to get some examination, piano examination, but we have no idea what kind of piano we have to play. So that was like a nerve-wracking thing. Like the touch is different, every piano, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I sometimes like to go spend some time at the Steinway showroom gallery in Pasadena.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, just to marvel at those pianos. Oh, you know, I mean,
take me with you next time.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. I mean, it's fun, dude. Like, I mean, just to look at them and just marvel. Yeah. I mean, like, instead of buying a house, you could buy a Steinway. I always joke about that. I'm like, I'm going to make my first million. I'm going to
really?
Blow half of it on a Steinway.
that's maybe smart because you don't need to pay a property tax.
Exactly right. But you can live in your piano.
Inside.
Like the Oscar the Grouch of the piano.
That's cute. Or maybe you can draw that you live in a piano. That would paint.
Right?
Yeah.
That'll work.
Fun.
Let's see. I have a couple other questions I want to get into.
We chatted a lot before the show.
I know. It was just so natural to everybody. We had like basically the best interview off the air.
Outside the building.
I was like, we were talking about how Mari actually has a large body of work. You know what I mean? And she primarily started off signed to a major. She signed to Victor at an early age,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's transitioned from major to, you went from Victor to Moon Shadow, right?
Or Moon Records.
Moon Records, yeah.
And then Moon Records changed the company name like a few times, and then it ended up being Warner Music Japan.
Okay.
And then they cut me. Oh. So, of course, I don't announce this to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
I just did. But so I said, you know, when something like that happened, like the whole like company bosses, different people coming from different companies,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like that happens in the
yeah,
business.
The A&Rs, everybody
yeah.
sits down.
And
you know.
Then so new people don't know the appreciation for the, you know, the artists who built the company. Do you
yeah.
understand? Like I maybe helped.
No, no, or, you know, primarily laid down a lot of groundwork for them. You
yeah,
know?
So new people come in and then they don't know the value of the artists and they just sometimes cut the artists, and I got that. And then when that happens, like you're like, it's not the pride, but you feel like maybe no one wants me anymore, you know? So I didn't promote myself to be signed with other companies. I just became independent.
Wow. And then that leads into something else we were talking about how she's had the major label experience, but then
mm-hmm.
she's also doing the independent stuff as of
yeah.
recent times. And it's how is that for you, the transition? You know what I mean? How does it feel being sole controller of your sound now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Versus having
free,
somebody.
Free. Well, I was pretty free with the labels too. Not many people were like bossing me around and stuff. But, you know, sometimes, of course, they
yeah,
wanted
yeah.
to check my songs and can you change this to this? And it's not like they are the specialist of the music, but they say things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
of course, I don't have that now. The hardest part is because I'm completely independent.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that create the budget from my pocket is of course hard
yeah, yeah.
because when I was with the major label
you would have
they
an
provide
advance.
You
yeah, yeah.
you know, so that's a hard part. But now I record and of course I make music and engineer my music and then mix and everything, so
yeah. And then for my listeners out there, you guys have to understand the level of talent sitting right here. She writes, she sings, she composes, yeah, she has a couple instruments under her belt. On top of that, she now engineers her own music. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what are you talking about? That's like intense. That's labor intensive. And for me, I can hear the love in the songs, in the
oh.
music, like the creation process. Like I was telling her that it feels like a warm hug from a close friend, like a good, genuine conversation you're having with somebody that you've known for such a long time. Like,
that's like the greatest compliment that I can get. Thank you so much.
But it's honest. And then I want to go into another song. Mm-hmm. But before we do, I wanted to talk about LAX a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the composition, what you were trying to tell us about. Because for me, it was reminiscent of something I heard Morrissey say in an interview, where like he felt that the airport was just so sad and, you know, like such a lonely place. And towards the beginning of the song, you let us in and you told us that you were like so vulnerable. You know what I mean? You brought us to a real intimate, close environment with you at the beginning of the song. You know what I mean? Can you walk us through the composition, what you meant, you know, what you wanted to say with it?
Well, when my children, I have twins, now they are big guys, but it was hard for me to be apart from them, mm-hmm. to travel to Japan by myself. So I was already like, oh, I don't want to go, right? But I have to work. And then I had a crush on some actor around at the same time.
Yeah.
And then when I was like feeling sad about leaving LA in the, you know, airport shop, I found the magazine that he was the cover on the magazine. And then I felt like, okay, I got the wings. Now I can do my thing, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It gave me a strength.
Yeah, yeah.
It's maybe for some people, ooh, it's a little bit silly, but then to me, it was a...
No, but
it was real.
but there's a realism to that, you know? And I feel that sometimes the overproduced top of the pop, like, they tend to negate the actual reality. You can make a song of just... those simple feelings,
fiction.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of fiction.
Yeah, right? Like, I've got it all, look at me.
The sound-wise, too, they add more and more in sounds. And
yeah.
My music's pretty simple. You know, it gets simpler and simpler. And I think the best quality of me is, you know, of course, you know, I have some not-so-good qualities, good qualities, both, but I'm very honest, straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't lie. I really don't lie. So I think it shows in the music too.
No,
maybe.
It's a virtuous trait that really, really shows through and shines through in the music.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll go into this next song, and because of the simple fact that you brought up, the oversimplification of your music or simplifying, this next song, Echo, is to me... I hear it, and it's almost like a dream. I know that it sounds so deep, robust, and it feels layered, but I know that it's probably just like strings and, you know, a little bit of something here and there, but nothing too complex. And I want you listeners to just sit back and really enjoy this, because when she was talking about, like, making it simple, it's not as simple as you might think.
No,
but
not this one.
yeah, but it's just so intense. Let's go to Echo by Mari Jima.
Thank you.
Hey, listeners, that was Mari Jima's Echo. And we're going to talk about the song for a little bit, but before I go any further, I want to invite all our listeners, anybody that has nothing to do on Friday, and if you have something to do on Friday, don't do it. Do this. You know what I mean? Mari is coming onto the show to be a guest, but also because she's having a show this Friday, March 18th at Genghis Cohen. Down Fairfax. It's a 740 North Fairfax Avenue. The nearest cross street is Melrose Avenue. The show starts at 8:45. $10 at the door. Please don't be late, because it's gonna be a magical night. This woman is just, she's a powerhouse. You have to come and experience the music. There's no other words. You guys have to come out on Friday. But with that said, you guys are listening to kpcradio.com. This is Jose as the gatekeep. This is Soundstage, and we're here live with Mari Jima. And let's talk about Echo for a little bit, you know? Because to me, I just like the string work in there. And am I hearing a cello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that cello really, yeah, really brings up like so much. It just atmosphere, you know what I mean?
Depth, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know. The drums, I love how that those drums were recorded. Did you do all of this? Or yeah, did you have band instrumentation? Or?
No, actually, of course, the strings are real. Mm-hmm. But in drums, I found that it's a, like, a, what do you call it?
A sample?
Loop.
Okay, yeah,
Got the loop and made it like, of course, it's a live loop.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it sounds live. Yeah, but yeah, I found the perfect one.
It works, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like what you're doing is like you're going more into like a complete raw creation stage with it. You're like at the helm, the control boards, you know what I mean? Like you're on, it's spaceship Mari Jima, and everyone is invited that's cool enough to know that the spaceship is going to be going far out, you know?
You're funny. Thank you so much. It's like the same thing as your painting, you know? You see the white, you know, canvas, and then put this color here, put this one here. The music is like that, like almost like a puzzle, huge puzzle. And it's a fun process to, okay, let's bring this here, and you know,
yeah.
to create the whole thing and see the big picture, you know.
Yeah, because that song makes me feel some sort of way, you know what I mean? It's just, it touches me. It's like so melodic and,
yeah,
but so like, it also has a deep sadness to it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. It's actually my true experience. It's like overlapping with the Greek myth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Echo and Narcissus, and she actually was taking her voice away because of, you know, some love stuff. And then, you know, at the time I was actually brokenhearted also when I was making this record. Like, I don't want to talk too sad, but...
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
And my voice was actually stuck in my throat. And then for like 2 or 3 years, I could not speak freely. So I was Echo.
Wow.
And Echo's problem was when they took the voice away, uh-huh, she could only repeat the other person, what the other person said. So if Narcissus said, go away, she goes, go away to him, although she loves him.
Yeah.
You know, that's so sad. So I could totally relate to her. And while making this Echo album, I was actually healed slowly because I was using my voice and I opened up a little bit, you know. That was a process.
Yeah, your vocal tone, it sort of has a completely different pitch to it, you know what I mean? It's not as a, I don't know, you could tell that, you know what I mean? I didn't know that backstory to it, and then that's really intense, man, like, because it almost feels like you wrote from the standpoint of Echo. You know what I mean? I almost didn't want to say that, but it almost felt like you embodied her, like you brought her to life. You know?
We were the same person, actually. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna tell you, man. These songs, they get me every time. And I just want to tell my listeners. We got 5 minutes left.
Oh.
Let's play.
It's so
six?
Much fun.
Let's go for the last song. Let's go for the last song. This is sharp as a knife, sweet as a strawberry. Thank you. Hello, guys. So before we go, I want Mari to let us know where she could, where we could find her music online.
Oh, www.marimusic.com.
Okay.
I'm going to autograph every album and send it to you.
Oh, everybody, you guys got to go online, check her out, www.marimusic.com, M-A-R-I-music.com. And don't forget, this Friday at Genghis Cohen, 740 North Fairfax Avenue, 845, $10 at the door, Mari Ijima will be live on stage. Don't miss that. And this has been The Soundstage at kpcradio.com with your host, Jose Hernandez, as the gatekeep, reminding you to keep your ears open to a world of sound. Until next time, true believers, stay tuned for more adventures in music from The Soundstage on kpcradio.com.
Thanks, Jose.